Reinforce the central idea.
The second major function of a conclusion is to reinforce the audience's understanding of, or commitment to, the central idea. There are many ways to do this. Here are the ones you are most likely to use. Summarize your speech. The value of a summary is that it explicitly restates the central idea and main points one last time. But as we shall see, there are more imaginative and compelling ways to end a speech. They can be used in combination with a summary, or at times, in place of it. End with a quotation. A quotation is one of the most common and effective devices to conclude a speech. A closing quotation is particularly good when its urgency is exactly suited to the speech. When you run across a brief quotation that so perfectly captures your central idea, keep it in mind as a possible conclusion. Make a dramatic statement. Rather than using a quotation to give your conclusion force and vitality, you may want to devise your own dramatic statement. Some speeches have become famous because of their powerful closing lines. One is Patrick Henry's legendary Liberty or Death oration. It takes its name from the final sentences Henry uttered on March 23, 1775, as he exhorted his audience to resist British tyranny. Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Refer to the introduction. An excellent way to give your speech psychological unity is to conclude by referring to ideas in the introduction. This is an easy technique to use, and it may give your speech an extra touch of class. Summarizing the speech, ending with a quotation, making a dramatic statement, referring to the introduction. All these techniques can be used separately. But you have probably noticed that speakers often combine two or more in their conclusions. Actually, all four techniques can be fused into one. For example, a dramatic quotation that summarizes the central idea while referring to the introduction.
Tips for preparing the conclusion.
1. As with the introduction, keep an eye out for possible concluding materials as you research and develop the speech. 2. Conclude with a bang, not a whimper. Be creative in devising a conclusion that hits the hearts and minds of your audience. Work on several possible endings and select the one that seems likely to have the greatest impact. 3. Don't be long-winded. The conclusion will normally make up no more than about 5 to 10% of your speech. Nothing aggravates audiences more than a speaker who says, "In conclusion," and then drones on interminably. 4. Don't leave anything in your conclusion to chance. Work it out in detail and give yourself plenty of time to practice delivering it. Many students like to write out the conclusion word for word to guarantee it is just right. If you do this, make sure you can present it smoothly, confidently, and with feeling, without relying on your notes or sounding wooden. Make your last impression as forceful and as favorable as you can.